Welcome to Devotions from Calvary, where truth is revealed and Christ is exalted. I'm Greg Sankey, the pastor of Calvary Baptist Church here in Troy, Ohio. Thanks for joining me today. It has been several months since we have recorded and distributed some of our devotions, and hopefully we can get these out and get back on track. We have just taken a large sabbatical, but I hope that you will begin to listen once again, as I want to be a help to you as we move forward in our devotions from Calvary, and just to be a help to you throughout the week, maybe encourage you, strengthen you spiritually, and to give you some truth that we might meditate, as the psalmist says, on the things of God. So I do hope these devotions will be a help to you, and no doubt an encouragement throughout the week. And I think that you would agree with me that we live in a topsy-turvy world, honestly, a topsy-turvy world that just seemingly the only direction that our world is headed is downward. And in this downward spiral, we can still draw some wonderful strength and wonderful encouragement out of the Scripture. Many times when we face struggles, when we face different things in our life, one of the greatest books that we normally turn to that we can draw some very simple applications in our lives, some very simple truths in our life, is the book of Psalms. And it was given to us because of the hearts of those that had written the book of Psalms. And the majority of that portion of has been written by David, who finds himself in many different situations and calling out on God. And I think we can relate to him in many different areas. And as we read many of the verses in Scripture in the book of Psalms, we are always reminded who is actually in control. And God is always in control, no matter what direction the world is going, no matter what falls into your lap that particular day, or what is transpiring throughout the week in the life of the family. God is always in control. Always keep that in mind, that God is always in control. Now, we find two verses that really give us a contrast between God and man, and who do we trust? And we find it very difficult today. Who do I trust, and who is worth trusting? Well, Psalm 118 and verses 8 and 9 are put together, and it says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is also better," the next verse says, "to put trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in princes." And basically, he is saying on both spectrums, to trust the Lord more and always than man himself, and to even trust the Lord in the times of government, or when even government seemingly is going a different direction than what we want to see, yet trust in the Lord. So this leaves no doubt, no question, or no wonder on who we should trust. And if we were to compare who was the better, who to trust on both verses, God, man, or princes, we always come out, it is better, always better to trust in the Lord than any type of ruling agency or even sometimes your best friend. It's always better to trust in the Lord. So there's a verse that is really a cry in song that the writer tells us of in verse number 4 of chapter number 25. If you have your Bible, you can turn there. If not, I will read the verse to you and even put it up on the screen. But in Psalm chapter number 25 and verse number 4, I had begun to meditate on this over the last day or so. And God has already proven himself and really answered a prayer in less than 24 hours of not only myself, but another individual. We didn't even know we were praying in somewhat of the same direction. And God had answered our prayers today simultaneously. It's amazing what God can do. But Psalm 25 and verse number 4 says, "Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths." And this is a verse of unbridled trust. It is a trust that there is no question in it, and it is not a trust to where will God answer, a trust that does not ask questions. or even a verse that we have to, you know, give proof of validity to whom we can trust, for it is the Lord himself, as we read in the other verses, it is better to trust in the Lord. So when the psalmist said in chapter number 25, in verse number 4, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, he is basically saying, I am trusting in you to reveal unto me what is needed. This is a verse of need. This verse we may come to in times of need. This verse we may come to when confronted with a difficult situation or a difficult task or even a decision. And we cry out, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. It is a verse of desperation at times. There's a time limit on what I'm facing or who I'm about to see or the decision I'm about to make. And so, Lord, I need your hand right now. So show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. It is a verse that is ignited even sometimes by a possible worry or even fear that is now before us. And so we want an absolute clarity. We want absolute light upon where God or how God or if God even wants us to move. And so we cry out, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. It means show me your ways. And when we ask God to show us our ways, it is a verse that forfeits our course, our plan. We are defaulting in to the pathway that God would have, not what I would have or what I would want to go or how to go and my plans and my wishes and my dreams and my outcomes, because that doesn't necessarily mean what God has for us. When we ask God to show us his ways and then teach me his paths, we are relying on his direction and not my direction. We are relying on and really giving up our rights and our will to then be dissolved into his will and finding out exactly what he has. They are his ways, they are his paths, his guidance. And we're asking for that. We want God's guidance. And even in that moment of despair and worry, we are now beginning to beg for God's guidance. So show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. It is a verse of absolute dependency on God's leading in our life, and that we might follow with the application and knowing that in that application of God making provision and God giving direction and God helping us in our decision and God calming our fear and calming our heart, we have to understand that when we pray this prayer and we ask God, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, it is an application of good and right outcome, because God will desires a good outcome from us or for us. Jeremiah was reminded by God himself concerning Israel and the promises for them, which also we can make application for the church today and for every Christian that is saved, washed under the blood of Christ. It can also be applied to us. For Jeremiah 29:11, one of my verses that I've claimed several years ago and in some very difficult times, some hard times in my life. Well, Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward thee, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. In other words, God has a purpose, and his purpose is not to bring us into evil. He says, my thoughts toward you are thoughts of peace, and not of evil, and to give you an expected end. So when I place my trust, when we're talking about trusting in the Lord, and that's what it is, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. I'm going to trust in you for this. Therefore, we need to also trust that the outcome that we're trusting him for will be a good outcome, a right outcome, a beneficial outcome, a blessed outcome, when we fully and unbridled trust is put into him. And we follow that. We follow him. Jeremiah then recites his feelings towards God in that promise in Lamentations 3 and verse number 26. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. So Jeremiah is saying that his trust is there, and he's going to hope in that, and he's going to trust in that. And how wonderful and how important it is for you and I to call on God and to reach out for his ways, just as Jeremiah did. And God says, I know the thoughts that I think toward thee. They're not thoughts of evil, but they're thoughts of peace. I want to give you a good outcome. Who does not want a good outcome, right? Who does not want a blessed ending? Who does not want to have a happily ever after in their life or in their day or even in their week? We want that. We desire that. Well, the key is that you and I are to trust in the Lord. And when you and I do that, we are following this pathway. A couple months ago, I had the great privilege of going to Kenya, Africa, and there our church, Calvary Baptist Church in Troy, Ohio, started a sister church in outside of Kisumu, Africa. And what a joy that was. Well, the church is in, they call the hillside or the hill country. And there are no streets, there are no stop signs, there are no street lights, there's no direction. There are paths that go through some untouched areas and past some small villages or small homes. And the individual, Brother Jotham Ongoro, he's a pastor of Fellowship Baptist Church, by which we started there. He led me in these paths. And there were some paths where they would fork off and they would go one way and another way, would take you to some other place. And if I was not following him, I'd probably still be there. I'd probably be out there lost somewhere. But I had to trust because he knew the way, and he knew the pathways. He knew which way was right and which way was wrong, and he knew which was good in order to put me where I needed to be. I followed him. I didn't lead him. I didn't tell him what was a better pathway to go or told him, hey, I think we ought to turn right and not left. And I did not do that because I put my trust in him and following him, because his intentions and his goal and the outcome was to bring me to an expected end, which was to bless me and bring me to the point where he wanted me to be. That's what God wants from us. And so when David the psalmist writes out, teach me thy ways, O Lord, or show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths, he wants a good outcome for us. And when we pray that, we want God to make a clear, illuminated understanding. Just like the psalmist said in Psalm 119, 105, you know, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, God's word is there for us to be illuminated through and by. God's word is love. And every portion of that word and every direction of it is because of his love. Psalm 119, 140, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I love to see God work in my life. I love to see God work in my family's life. And I want to see God's love work in your life. And when we follow him, show me thy paths, we will see and fully understand and become very aware and very keen to God's leading in our life. Now, David said also, he says, I want you to teach me thy paths. Teach me. It means really to help me in understanding. We may not fully understand God's ways or understand because they are higher than his, ours. His timing is different than ours. But he does give us an understanding that really helps us persevere in the patience that we might have. David said, I cried unto the Lord and I waited patiently. So when we are asking him to teach me, help me to persevere in my patience, endure in my waiting. That Hebrew understanding, when we talk about teach me thy way, is really a prod me in your direction. Somewhat as they would use as goads would be used on oxen or some other beast that would help them in the right direction. We would find that in Acts chapter number 9, in verse number 5, when Paul heard the words of Christ, when Jesus said, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. It's the same thing. It is hard for you to kick against or to go against my pathway or my will in your life. And so when we are asking God to teach me, we are basically saying, push me or prod me or even force me to follow you. Help me in this area, in trusting and knowing that you are in control. And so we want God's blessing upon us, but we need the master's help to get us there. And so the psalmist says there, I want you to teach me. Help me to be patient as I learn. Help me to be humble as I surrender to this. Help me to give up myself and my ways for your paths in my life, your direction in my life. And even if we, you know, go on this broad spectrum of the government and the things that we are now being faced with and being tried upon, here we just pray, God, make your pathway clear, make it shine upon. Lord, help me to trust you. I know that you're in control. And Lord, let me be patient while I wait for you. What a wonderful prayer. And maybe we can recite this throughout the day. Lord, show me thy paths and teach me thy ways, O Lord. And maybe it'd be even in a minute that we might stand somewhere and just recite it, because we're going to face a crisis later on that day. May God help us. Take Psalm 25 and verse number 4 and begin to recite it to yourself as a prayerful request towards God. Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. May the Lord help us today and tomorrow and next week just to recite this verse and have a deep desire to practice it during this wonderful journey in this side of heaven. We need God's help, don't we? And we can rest assured and trust in the God who created all things and even has given us free salvation. We can certainly trust in his ways and in his paths. May God help us do that. Thank you for joining me today. And certainly come by and visit with us at Calvary Baptist Church in 1045 Monroe Concord Road here in Troy, Ohio. And like for you to join our media ministry, you can go to our Facebook page and then also to our YouTube page. You can like, subscribe, and then be notified each time that we are on the air. If you have any questions, any concerns, anything about the Bible, you are dealing with and need some assistance with, you can email me at pastor@calvarytroy.com. But thanks for joining me today for Devotions from Calvary. Hey, I hope to see you here at the church sometime or see you online. Lord bless you.